Good morning, family. Happy Sabbath. Isn't God good to all of us? I don't know about you, but I feel kind of like tense today. I feel like if I might be a stranger to you, but let me tell you that I'm a son of God, and that makes me your brother. So how about if we give a smile to each other? And how about if we say, I love you to your neighbor just like Jesus loved you? How about that? Huh? Give a smile to each other and say, I love you just like Jesus loves me. Amen? Believe me, I was very, very anxious to start communicating with all of you since the last time we met. I don't know if I met everyone yet, but I believe I will get the time, and you will get the time to meet me also. But I was following protocols, and I waited until I was told to do so. And now I praise God that I am able to stand here before you today. And I pray as we travel together in this journey to uplift God and to serve this community together. It is my intention not only to be your pastor, but also your friend. And I know for sure that friendships begin with personal relationships. That's why pastor's visitation to me is very, very important. So I just hope that you will allow me to visit in your homes so that way that will give us that opportunity to know each other better. At first, when I got the call from the conference, believe me, I felt like Abraham. Remember Abraham? Genesis chapter 12, when God called him and told him to go away from his country, away from his parents, from his people. Believe me, I had the feeling too. Because to me, California is totally new. It's a new land. It's new people. But just like Abraham did not oppose to God, because he trusted God. And he was faithful to God. And just like Abraham, I do not oppose to God because I trust him. And I want to be faithful to this call. Family, I want to assure you that my deepest desire is to love my God, my Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind, and love you all, and my neighbor as myself. I am committed to share the gospel of Christ and to obey him, his command, and all that I do. I accept the responsibility of making disciples and to train and equip the saints of God for the fulfillment of the Great Commission. My beloved, I want to let you know that my wife and I are in unity with Christ. And my prayer is that you also, together with my wife and I, be together in unity as one body, Jesus' body. Why unity? Because unity, in unity there is life. In unity there is harmony and peace. In unity there is love. In unity there is hope. In unity there is Jesus. In unity, there is heaven. But most importantly, in unity, there is eternity. Then Griffin said one time he said, nothing in the universe, in the biological, physical, or spiritual realm is more powerful than unity. In the molecular level, unity of action anchors atoms in their respective orbits and provide the building blocks of life in our diverse world, in a world that demonstrates immense power, beauty, diversity, rhythm, and unity. You see, in the spiritual realm, unity is as important as it is to our physical world. And you and I are part of that equation. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, if you want to read together with me, after lifting the spiritual gift that God has given his church, Paul lists the reason why God gave them and how long they will remain. The word of God said, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, unity was what sin broke in heaven. That's what the Lord came, and the gospel was given to restore. We can understand this concept more clearly in Jesus' final prayer before the cross. In John chapter 17, verses 11, 13, 20, and 24, Jesus said, Holy Father, keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Do you see the theme that Christ's prayer is all about? That they may be one as we are. That they all may be one in us. That they may be one just as we are one. Jesus knew that his death will not only provide salvation for his followers, but it will give the power of unity and oneness with one and each other, and more importantly, with God and Jesus. I don't know if you notice what the unity will ultimately accomplish, but if we look back in verses 21 and 23, it says that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, I in them, and you in me. That they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me. Brothers and sisters, friends, that unity of a diverse, multicultural group of believers is proof to the world that God did indeed send Jesus to die, and they are truly his disciples carrying his last day warning message to the world. Without unity, validation of our message of Jesus' salvation is almost powerless. Ellen G. White validates this statement in Acts of the Apostles, page 91. She says, the proclamation of the gospel was to be worldwide in existence, and the messengers of the cross could not hope to fulfill their important mission unless they should remain united in the bounds of Christian unity and thus reveal to the world that they were one with Christ in God. How powerful is unity? There is three great chapters in Christian history that were written in the upper room. One was the Lord's Supper that was instituted by Jesus, as is mentioned in John chapter 13. The second one is the risen Christ who appeared to his disciples in John chapter 20. And the third is the Holy Spirit came upon the new church with power, as we see in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2. And we will refer a little bit, the last one, the last that we mentioned, the Holy Spirit came upon the new church with power. In Testimonies for the Church, volume 7, page 236, it says, in unity there is a life, a power that can be obtained in no other way. There will be a vast power in the church when the energies of the members are united under the control of the Spirit. Amen, church? Jesus' promise for his disciples is found in the book of Acts chapter 1. If you go with me in the scriptures, verse 8, the Bible said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. My beloved, in order for the disciples to receive Jesus' blessing power, they have to come together in unity. And it is my intention and my prayer for us to come together in unity. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What had changed since then? Rather than seeking power, positions, and prestige, the disciples were now humble, submitted to the will of their master. Rather than seeking to the rulers of Christ's kingdom, they were now satisfied to be servants. They were no longer divided in pride and opinion, but were of one accord in one place. They were finally unified. And because of that unity, Christ blessed them with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You see, God's promise today for the church is the same. When we bring our hearts into unity with Christ and our life into harmony with his work, the Spirit that fell on the disciples on the day of Pentecost would fall on us. Unity is the strength of the church. Do you believe that? Unity is the strength of the church. If we go in the third chapter of 1 Peter, verses 8 and 9, Peter says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be kind, be gentle, not returning evil for evil, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. That Apostle Paul also added in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, he says that no matter where you come from, what color your skin is, no matter what your previous culture was, no matter what your language is, when you are converted, you become a member of one body, Jesus Christ, who is the head of that body. Our culture, or our old culture, my beloved, our old ways, our old habits are laid aside. And Christ now is the ultimate authority. Unity, once again, is what Christ prayed for. That is the ultimate goal of the great plan of salvation, that what every true worshiper of God will be seeking for and praying for and working for. But without you and I working together, nothing will happen. The sign of unity, and it is my prayer, that the sign of unity for the San Jose Central SDA Church should be a group of diverse, multicultural, multi-ethnic people who are united in their new culture of heavenly obedience to fulfill the Great Commission. Church, family, friends, youth, children, brothers, sisters, there is a lot of work to do. There is a community that needs the light. There is a community in great need. There is a community that needs hope. There is a community that needs to know Jesus. So let's not waste our time and let's get together. Let's unite. Let's be together with Jesus as one body and let's work for the kingdom of heaven. May the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may be with one mind, one mouth, to glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Amen.
Praise team to come on up. Disclaimer, this song is new, so praise God for him leading us in this song, and I'm going to leave it to the praise team.
Please stand for the closing song.
Okay, anytime, Sam. Come on, Sam. Let's be patient for the music to begin.
Father, thank you once again for reminding us that you are our loving God, that you are in control, that the San Jose Central SDA Church, we want to let you know that we commit ourselves to proclaim the gospel. We want to recommit ourselves. And we want to say that we want to be united, working together until your soon return. Bless us as we live today. In Jesus we pray. Amen.